Friday, loving the weather, loving it, spring is on the way. Hey, we have some visitors today who are here. Can we welcome visitors here? Glad to have you. Hope it's a great day for you in discerning where you're going to end up next year. Hopefully it's here. Hey, three quick announcements. First one is tomorrow there is the wrong strip. Tomorrow the Hope Global Missions Conference is going to be held right here on campus. It starts after the Hope Kelvin game, 4:30 to 8:30 over in Dimnit Chapel right here. Don't want to miss it. Second thing, now go back to the other slide. Spring Arts and Humanities Symposium is happening today. It starts at 1:15. The focus is the idea of a Christ-centered college. Wynette's Auditorium. Done with that one. Third one, no strips, so I'll go with it. immersion trips. There's still a few openings for Jamaica, Nashville, and Kentucky. If you're interested in those, see Nancy Smith, email her, and get on those trips. Enough announcements. Today is our second senior witness. Now, if you guys don't know what a senior witness is, every second semester we choose six seniors to share what God has been doing in their lives during their time at Hope College. Today, we had the privilege of having our second senior witness, Andrew Sedaceri. Who knows Andrew Sedaceri? I love it. Got the hockey boys in the back. Andrew is from Bloomfield Hills. He is a management major, leadership minor, and yes, he's a hockey player. Would you give it up for Andrew Sedaceri?
Thanks, Paul. All right, so I'll be the first person to tell you that I'm not your perfect Christian. I don't read the Bible every day. I don't seek the kingdom in all ways. I'm broken. I'm human. But I'm thankful for that. God has challenged me in many ways in my life, and I couldn't be more appreciative of this. I've learned so much from the mistakes that I've made, as well as the tough situations that I've endured. Today, I'd like to talk about brokenness. We've all experienced it in some shape or form, but how often is it that we take a deeper look to analyze and decipher what God's intentions are in not providing us with a perfect life? I did not grow up in your conventional Christian home. When I was 7 years old, my parents got divorced, and a lot of my life was put into question. From an early age, I was asking myself questions that a child shouldn't question, such as, do my parents love me? And are my parents splitting up because of something that I did? Something was missing in my life, a love that could only be filled by God. Unfortunately, I wouldn't fill that void until later in life. The divorce had an unfortunate impact on our life at church, as it became uncomfortable to attend church because we were no longer the perfect family. We moved churches due to this discomfort. And it's so often I feel the same way about chapel on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and sometimes the gathering. The feeling of intimidation because you don't have it all together, and it seems like everyone else does in church, is by no means a foreign feeling to me. Let me back up my life before college and how I ended up here in Holland, Michigan. Flashback to my junior year of high school, and I was just your average kid from Bloomfield Hills, two-sport athlete, and a member of the band. Yes, you heard that correctly. I'm a proud band geek. And it was high school that I would find passion for not only school, sports, and band, but also began to be regularly involved in my church youth group. On a limb, without knowing anyone, I volunteered to go on a mission trip to Mexicali, Mexico. I spent 5 days in a deserted land in Mexico and stayed in a tent without a shower or running water. This kind of experience not only humbled me, but it gave me a new perspective and a new relationship with Jesus Christ. I experienced brokenness on a very extreme end of the spectrum in Mexico, and this made me extremely thankful for the many blessings that God has given me. While I saw brokenness, I also saw many hearts open to hearing God's work. And this sense of vulnerability towards faith made me able to see firsthand a verse from Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And this new relationship with God made me aware of the fact that maybe life doesn't just happen by coincidence. It was worshiping with hundreds of other people from across the country in a barren desert land in Mexico that made me realize there must be a higher purpose to the life that we live. God was slowly making entrance into my life, but I still had questions such as, how could there be a God if he's allowing such unfavorable circumstances for myself and the people of Mexico to live as they are. A year later, I went on the same trip, but circumstances were a little bit different. At home, my mom was fighting breast cancer, and my grandmother had just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and given months to live. There's never been a time that I felt more obligated to be at home, but God had other plans for me. He sent me back to Mexico, and my eyes were open for God yet again. So that pretty much sums up my faith journey, and I've continued to walk in my faith ever since that day. Unfortunately, as much as we love for that to be the case, that's not how faith works. I got home from Mexico, and I watched my life start to break down slowly right in front of me. I didn't have many friends or a present father in my life, and I lived with a single mom with cancer. And my mom's actually in the crowd today, and she's healthy, and I praise God for that. So, Mom, you want to say hi? Stand up. So when it came down to applying for colleges, I had no idea where to go. And I applied for one school, and it was one of the closest schools to Muskegon, where my grandmother lived. I was hoping that I'd be able to visit her in the final months of her life, but God had different plans. My grandma passed away just a month before I came to Hope, and I watched this master plan that I had for my college life disappear right before my eyes. Freshman year at college was an absolute roller coaster ride. The first week of school, I was totally regretting applying to Hope on a limb, as no one from my high school came to Hope, and I struggled to branch out and meet new people. The cool part about college for me at the time was that no one knew who I was in high school, no one knew my story, and I didn't have to share it with people if I didn't want to. It was very easy for me to hide my imperfections and start life with a clean slate. I wanted to be the person that had it all together, earned good grades, was a solid athlete, and had a lot of friends. I'm sure you've met someone like this at Hope. Someone who seems to be living the perfect life and has it all together. And as we all know, this is never the case. And it isn't until you can take off the mask and accept who you are that some of the best friendships are made, in my opinion. Psalm 139, verse 14 says, "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." We are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And we are by no means supposed to hide all that God has created us to be. So sophomore year of college was no less eventful than the first. I got settled into school first semester and met one of my biggest influences at Hope, Paul Boersma, and my faith was put to the test. Paul held me accountable for my actions and made sure that I was not compartmentalizing God in my life. Compartmentalization is the act of living life without God consistently present. And it's so easy to compartmentalize our faith and only practice it in the times that we're at church or if we are fortunate enough to be involved in Bible studies and things like that. It's difficult to imagine how God can be present in our studies, our athletics, our jobs, and our day-to-day activities. But it's our job as Christians to find a way and spread the light in doing so. I've found it easiest to pray it out whenever possible and give situations a classic WWJD. I know sometimes it's extremely difficult to rely on a prayer that doesn't respond in a concrete manner. And this was the case in the second semester of sophomore year. I had just finished my first week of classes, and my hockey team was playing a tournament in Chicago when the video that you watched at the beginning of my speech happened. I shattered my collarbone into three pieces, and there was a lot of uncertainty in the life ahead of me. I had to learn many daily tasks such as brushing your teeth, tying your shoes, and even writing in my opposite hand. I cannot even begin to imagine what it'd be like to have this radical change of life for longer than 6 weeks. And I give a lot of credit to anyone who lives lives unconventionally. I was not sure that I would be able to recover from my injury, let alone go back and attend school. But it was through the grace of God and many Hope faculty, including Dean Frost and a countless number of understanding people, that I could return. If we're talking about brokenness, this is the part of my story that I was literally broken. But to my surprise, God came through. So what does this mean to you? None of you have broken collarbones from what I can see, and I hope that none of you must experience what I did, but I'm sure all of us are broken in some way. We can choose to be vulnerable in our brokenness, or we can take the easy route in wearing the mask and trying to act like we have it all together. James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." So I stand here as a senior, and it wasn't until a good friend of mine, Tim Schoonveld, he's the bald guy in the back left corner, you see him. Tim, you want to stand up and say hey? How you doing, Tim? All right. And he asked me, so what legacy do you want to leave as you depart Hope? And I thought about how I wanted to be remembered. And I'm so thankful for the many recognizable faces that I see on campus. And I'm confident in saying that I know a lot of people, but not a lot of people know me. I challenge you to not be like me and wait to share your story on February 17th of your senior year. Be the person that leaves chapel today knowing that it's okay to be broken. Actually, let's do that right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm broken, but I know that God is working in me. Go ahead. There we go. All right, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. It doesn't take much. So take off the mask and discover how our job as Christians is to not hide our imperfections, but to show off the beautiful creations that God has made each one of us, broken and all. Let me pray for us. God, I pray for the brokenhearted, the physically broken, the broken in spirit, and all of us that don't have it all together. Help all of us to take off the masks that we wear and be vulnerable with each other in order to show off the beautiful creations that you've made each one of us. Help us to trust in each other and trust in you that we will be accepted for everything that we are. Thank you for Hope College and the blessing that it is to be in this place surrounded by such wonderful people. May we all have a blessed day of classes and whatever else is on our plate for today. Amen. Go in peace.